This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Why are you laughing?
The way you bring the mic so closely to your face and make it like so serious, I just know you're gonna say something stupid.
What? I'm just trying to do my podcast.
I just wish you guys could see what he looked like right now.
Listen, I'm relaxing. I'm laying on the floor right now when I'm recording this. I gotta be honest with you.
No, he's not just laying. He's laying on his elbow, on the side, looking at me like he's about to serenade me.
I'm not going to do that. But I can. You want me to?
No, you already did. Don't lie. You already did. I
did. But if you guys are wondering why I'm laying on the ground, I can answer that question. Masha, why are you laying on the ground?
Yeah.
Recording this episode podcast. I'm laying on the ground because I don't have a chair. Why don't I have a chair? It's okay. You can ask me.
Ray, why don't you have a chair?
I don't have a chair because I put it in my mom's house today.
Oh, why'd you bring just your chair to your mom's house today?
Oh, if you're wondering why I put my chair in my mom's house, is because I'm moving out of my apartment.
You're what?
Yeah. Hitting y'all with the haymaker right in the beginning. I'm moving out of my apartment. I move out in 2 days. So by the time y'all hear this, I'm gone. I'll be recording.
He's gone.
I'll be continuing the rest of the podcast right next to my mother.
That's crazy.
Back at home. If y'all want her on, let us know.
I've been telling
my mom do a little guest appearance.
I've been telling y'all or to Mashun that our mom should get on.
We'll make it happen. She's a talkative woman.
Yeah.
She'll just yap away about her life as a flight attendant.
Yeah, as she should.
But yeah, I'm moving out. I'm laying on the floor right now. I got no furniture here. I spent the whole day just, you know, I was driving a U-Haul today. I was a little truck driver. Yeehaw. So I was just truck driving all day. It was kind of fun. I felt like a big Tonka boy, you know?
What are all these words you're saying?
Yeah, anyway. I'm excited for what's to come next in my life.
Yeah.
I graduate next weekend.
Oh, whoa. They're not ready for that.
Yo, I got haymakers after haymakers.
They're not ready.
What else I got going on? Nothing else.
What's
but
the
it's okay.
Haymaker? What is this word that you keep mentioning?
Like a big boom. Like a bow. Just like a big drop of news. You understand?
Big news coming through. You heard?
Anyways, welcome back, everybody.
Welcome back to
Boys,
Difficult
girls,
Dish.
Everything in between. Welcome back to our podcast, Difficult Dish. It's a podcast about talking about different South Asian narratives. Why are you taking pictures of me?
Guys.
It's so funny.
The position Mashun is in right now, it looks like he's
I'm comfortable.
Anyway, welcome back to Difficult Dish, a podcast about different South Asian narratives.
That.
I am Mahua.
I'm Mashun.
I hope y'all like that little intro. But also, it seems that you guys liked the little solo episode last week. You want to talk about that for a sec?
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I understand that you guys only listen to this podcast for her.
Right.
But I'm not going anywhere, okay? So the way that y'all popped out for the solo episode, pop out for every episode like that. You understand? And when I pull up with my solo episode, listen, y'all
don't
y'all
hold your breath for that one.
Double the amount of love that y'all gave this woman.
Okay.
You know why? Tell them why.
There's no why. The way our listenership increased by like tenfold when I did a solo episode. But thank you so much for all the love on that.
That was a great episode. On a serious note, I had COVID. I was dying. And I wanted to be a part of that episode, but I literally couldn't. Like, I could not get up. So I kind of persuaded I persuaded Mahua to do that episode on her own, and she was kind of nervous too. She didn't know how she would do on her own because she likes talking to me.
True.
But she did amazing, and I really liked the episode. I loved all parts of it. I think you said a lot of very valuable things. I learned a lot about you and about just you know, just things in general, because I've kind of told you, like, I've told everybody that, like, I didn't live the typical, like, brown guy life, so I'm still very unaware of what a lot of typical brown guy mannerisms or just brown community stuff is, like, what the majority of people go through living in the brown community. I don't know a lot of it, so I'm still learning, and I learn everything I know now is, you know, it's from you. So I really liked the episode.
Thank you.
I'm happy that you did it.
Thank you. Thanks. I'm glad that I did it. It took a lot of courage. But on a similar note, before we start with this episode, our 1-year anniversary of the podcast is literally when you're listening to this. I believe it's July 30th of 2021. Wow. When we first started. And we wanted to have, like, a really special episode for that, but it will actually be dropping next week. So
yeah, we got a little special boy.
Yeah, we got a special episode
next week. Some of y'all been wanting. We're not gonna say what it is.
Yeah, we're not. Y'all gonna have to. We're not telling you what it's about.
Not at all.
So today in this episode, we are going to be talking about being selfish in the brown community, but being selfish in general with parents and how they react, why it's hard to be selfish, why being selfish is like a negative thing, and some things that we've been selfish on recently and what we want to be selfish on, and kind of just, like, you know, talking about why it's really not a bad thing, you know? So we got a few things to say about this little topic, you know?
We do.
You want to start it off?
I'm the one that thought of this topic, and I thought of it because this is honestly how I'm feeling at the moment.
Selfish era.
Diving right into it. Feel me? My whole life, I've done a lot for my mom, and I'll always do a lot for my mom. The same way that I feel like everybody listening to this podcast, they always will do stuff for their parents, but the amount of stuff is always going to, you know, have ebbs and flows. Growing up, it was at an all-time high, but the older that I'm getting, the more I realize, it's not that I want to do less, it's that I just want to do more for me. So to, you know, not to get super extensive, for the last couple, for probably since I was like 14 years old, my biggest stressor in life has been school. It's been graduating, passing my classes. That's what has been, like, my main, like, focal point of stress for, like, the last decade. And I'm graduating next weekend, as long as I pass my last class, but I'm graduating next weekend. And once that happens, it's like, it's literally my biggest stressor in life is gone, and I'm still unable to fully fathom, like, that, and I'm not gonna know what that feels like until it's, like, my actual reality. But I've been telling myself, like, okay, that is the one thing that my mom has been wanting from me, that is the one thing I've been wanting from me, and once I accomplish that, I think I've earned enough leverage to convince myself that, like, I deserve to do something a little selfish. And so what I've been thinking of is I want to move to Colombia for a month. Not move. I say move
because it gets me excited. Yeah, you scared everyone right there.
I say the word move because it just gets me more excited than say visit.
Yeah.
But I want to go for, like, an extended period of time. I really want to indulge myself in the culture. And it's something that, you know, I've wanted to do for so long. And, you know, I won't go in depth, but, like, traveling is something that's very sensitive to me.
Yeah.
And it's very sentimental for me because I've always been very fascinated with, like, the nomadic lifestyle and the traveling lifestyle. But again, my whole life I've had to kind of, like, hunker down and just kind of, like, be the man in the home. And I haven't been able to give myself as like nearly as much time as I've wanted. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes I feel like I'm like a little bit behind in the realm of growth in life, because mm-hmm. I feel like I've had a late start because my last couple of years it wasn't really for me, it was for my family. But that's okay, you know, everybody kind of has their own journey, and I'm just excited to to pass this phase, enter the next, and finally kind of just do a little bit more for myself. And I think all in all, I've like really earned it. You know, I've really, really earned it.
You know, something that I really liked about you when we first started talking is just like, you would go to random states on solo vacations and like, you know, it would only be like a day or two, a weekend trip. But I really liked how you used to just like plan very out of nowhere. And it was very like in the moment, and you were just very exhilarating. I think I really liked that about you because I thought you would get me out of my comfort zone with that trait. And I really loved that. But like, you know, school has been such a big stress in your life since when we started talking. And even when you do come on vacation, like when you visit me in New York, you're always working still, you know, you can't really enjoy it because you're like constantly stressed about homework or studying or whatever it is. So now this is like after 6 years of you being in college, like you're literally finishing and you're not going to have school anymore to worry about. And it's such a like a stress crazy. Reliever. I know, it's so crazy to not have it anymore, because like same thing for me when I was doing my master's, I couldn't really enjoy anything because I'd have to like finish everything before I came on vacation. And even when I did go on, like when I went to Mexico, I was literally doing homework and had class and I had meetings and all that during, like I was on the beach side, you know? So It's such a nice relief.
And I literally, like, I try to think about what my life is going to be like after I graduate, mm-hmm. but I'm just unable to conceptualize mm-hmm. it. I don't know why. It's because I've been...
No, yeah, we were like talking about that before, how it's like when you constantly hope for something to come and then you're waiting years and years to try to finish that. And then when it does finally come, you're like, now what? You know?
Yeah, and it's like, I don't know, like I've just trained myself to make myself believe that like I'm gonna literally be in school forever, mm-hmm. and even if that's not the reality, like that's like the mentality that I've kind of had the last couple of years, because I didn't know when I was gonna finish. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was gonna finish, and yeah, you know, I it's gonna be my biggest accomplishment to date. Regardless of how much money I've made, how many books I've sold, just what I've done in my life, like yeah. I know that's gonna be the thing that kind of drives me to have enough leverage to kind of do more for myself, you know. So I want to go to Colombia. That's what I want to be selfish about. I already told my mom. She's relatively on board. She understands where I'm coming from, and everything that I've kind of just said the last couple minutes. I'm very happy to know that my mom, you know, relatively gets it. She's never going to fully get it. That's fine. But she understands that she's on my side. And that's a big change compared to how things were a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, 20-year-old me, 21-year-old me would never have imagined being in this place I am now. Mm-hmm. So all I can do is, you know, be blessed and be grateful. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the boy's going to Colombia. I'm gonna, you know, have arepas every day. I'm gonna have some sancocho. I'm gonna, you know, have some mangoes on a stick.
Oh, wow.
For me?
Just come to my area where sale. I live. You can just have...
It's basically Colombia. Colombia.
But,
What about you? What are you gonna start being more selfish about? Or what have you been selfish about?
I think recently I've been more selfish about my boundaries. You know,
talk about it.
I'll talk about it briefly just because it is like still something I'm going through. But like,
all right, you know, or don't talk about it.
It's like something that
it's your podcast.
It's my podcast now. Welcome back to Mahulakan.
Yeah, basically. You guys love lives. I'm so much. I'm putting the mic away.
He's sad. He was sad after the pod. But anyway, something that a lot of you guys know about me is that I usually go back to my parents' house every few days, like every 3-4 days. Even if I do have a lot of work to do, I'll kind of just like push it to the side or just like procrastinate and do it all like the last minute before I have to leave to go to their house. And it's like a lot of stress sometimes, because when I do go to my parents' house, it is nice. You know, I love spending time with family. But when I get there, I can't do any work, because first, I'm not in a space where I feel productive, because, you know,
This isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
I do all my work in bed when I'm back at home. I don't have a desk there. I don't have my own room there anymore. And it's just like family time, you know? So it's something that was hard for me to do every couple of days. And like, if my mom told me to stay longer, I would stay longer, even if I had like all these obligations to do, like back in my apartment. But now recently, I'm kind of like taking a step back and saying, no, I need to do work here for now. And like, you don't need to see me every 3 days, you know, like we talk on the phone. And like, it's just hard to put up boundaries sometimes, because it's like, oh my God, like, why aren't you coming home? We did all this for you. Why aren't you calling me back or talking to me on the phone? Because like, we made all these sacrifices for you. But at the end of the day, like, I recently made post-its and I put notes on it as reminders, and I put it around my apartment to kind of just like have self affirmations and to remind myself that I can accomplish a lot more, and I have. And something that I have on my laptop, it says, your value doesn't decrease just because someone can't see your worth. And that's very hard for me to like think about, because I've always, you know, I've been a people pleaser. Like, I always think very heavily of what other people say about me and think about me. Yeah. So if someone close to me like feels a certain type of way, I'll think like that too, you know? But like recently, yeah, I've been thinking like, okay, I know how I am as a friend. I know how I am as a daughter, a partner, whatever it is. And like, if one person's belief is something contradictory to what I think, I shouldn't let that affect me. I know I'm a good daughter. I know that a lot of things that I do, a lot of people don't do that in like a good way. And so I shouldn't just like let someone's comments affect me. So that's like what I'm trying to be selfish with, you know? And so, work in progress.
So why do you think it why is it looked down upon to be selfish in the first place?
You know, I've been actually thinking about this, because I feel like it does differ from like girls and boys. Obviously for you, like, it's harder for you to be selfish as well, even though you are a male. But I noticed that a lot of women or girls, when they're born, they kind of automatically have like this caretaker role in them. So like, when you do want to choose your own life, it's kind of like, but why are you going against like the role that you were given and the role that you're supposed to follow as a South Asian daughter? And why are you choosing yourself when you're supposed to essentially sacrifice yourself to make others feel better, you know? And it's like this self-sacrificing thing that we grew up with, because we see our mothers like sacrificing their whole livelihoods for their kids and their husbands, and you know, they learn from their mothers and so on and so forth. So it's kind of like, why are you going against the grain? Like, why are you choosing to do something that has never been done before? And it's kind of, you know, it really makes you not want to do it anymore, because it's just easier to just follow the grain and just do what your parents are telling you to do, and sort of cause all this drama and cause all of this like tension in the house, you know? And I was like thinking about how it like really reflects badly on their reputation if you do something selfish, because they think it's bad. Like, for example, if you do want to move out, if you want to travel the world without being married yet, people are going to probably talk, and it reflects badly on them. So there's like a lot of reasons why parents don't want you to be selfish, because it just goes against everything that they were taught, you know?
Yeah, literally today I was, you know, like transporting furniture and stuff, and I dropped some stuff off at my cousin's house, and my cousin's mom, I was just talking to her, and she like said something like, oh, you know, why'd you even like move out in the first place and leave your mom all alone? And she said it in like kind of like a condescending way, and I was like, man, like, they just like, they don't not that they don't get it, but they just like they think that it, like we don't have a reason. Mm-hmm. Like they think we'd like do these things for fun. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just don't, I'm not going to say they don't care to, but maybe they haven't like came around to the idea that there's more to life, there's more to human emotion than just like doing what is like the absolute norm and the absolute tradition. Like mm-hmm. sometimes things aren't perfect, right? Like sometimes a kid has to step away for a little bit.
Right.
Like it's like that's normal. What's not normal is pretending like everything is normal.
But you know what's crazy? It's like if you do move out, the first response, you know, beyond like them just not understanding why you moved out, it's like, oh, why did you move out? And you tell them that it's for like your personal growth, your mental well-being, and that helps with everything else in life, right? But then their next response is like, oh, well, why didn't you just stay at home and like save that money up for a future house? You know, so it's like mm-hmm. they kind of disregard any mental growth and they kind of expect like a physical, tangible type of thing that they can see, you know?
A lot of it comes back down to money too. Mm-hmm. You know, like our parents are terrified of going broke.
Yeah.
They're like terrified of losing all their money. So to them, a high bill, like a monthly rent, it's to them, it's just seen as like a high bill to monthly rent. Mm-hmm. But to us, it's like, no, like we're investing in A, B, and C.
Yeah.
And you know, they're not going to get that. And that's fine. And you know, something I've been thinking about a lot recently, you know, as progressive as we may think about a lot of these things, I think sometimes we have to realize that in America, like life here is completely different than mm-hmm. the rest of the world. Like the rest of the world, it's very normal that the woman stays at home. Where like in America, we push independency, we push, you know, a woman following her dreams and doing what she wants to do. And of course that happens in other places. I'm not saying that doesn't happen in other places.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes we have to have a little bit of empathy for our parents because like in America, like specifically America, things are very different here. Maybe like Canada too or something.
Yeah.
But like in North America, things are very different than the like anywhere in like in Eastern Europe,
yeah.
in the Middle East, it's Asia, Africa.
America promotes independence and working on your own rather than cooperating with other people and, you know, all that.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, I sometimes I think like, oh, mom, like this is the new way to life. But like, it's honestly not. It's just this country. There's something with this country that it's hard for our parents to wrap their heads yeah. around. So I've been like just trying to empathize with my mom more.
Mm-hmm. I think another reason why parents think that selfishness is a bad thing is because I think they view it as like that's you kind of straying away from the family, the roots and mm-hmm. tradition, because I think a lot of them think that, you know, like if you do move out, if you do something that's like against what you're used to, it's kind of like, oh, you're forgetting about the family. Oh, you're forgetting it. Like you're becoming too modern. You know, it's like also I think selfishness is like a bad thing. It's looked down as like an insult. And then becoming too modern or you're becoming too Americanized is also a negative thing, you know. So I think they kind of associate one each word with one another. And that's why it's a bad thing. But it's like, I feel like a lot of girls especially get scrutinized for this and they get selfish. They get called selfish a lot more because, like, for example, if you get married and, you know, it's expected for you to live with your in-laws and the girl is like, oh, I don't want to live with my in-laws. You know, I just got married. I yeah. want to have like my own place with my husband. It's yeah. you're selfish for that. You know, it's like, why don't you want to live with your in-laws?
That's crazy.
And it's like, why do you even have to explain that? You know, why do I have to live with my in-laws and have like more parents to like feed, you know? It's like it's really crazy because it's like you're always expected to explain yourself and you shouldn't do that. And it's like, why do you have to keep living a life where you just sacrifice in your parents' house and then you get married and then you sacrifice for your husband and then their in-laws and your in-laws and whatever, you know?
I think that's something that, you know, I always hope a lot of people around our age kind of figure out earlier than later is like, of course, in life, you have to work hard. You have to give some stuff up. You have to have discipline. But at the end of the day, like, life is not sacrificial. Like you should not spend your whole life, and definitely not your early 20s, just sacrificing things that you actually enjoy doing mm-hmm. just to please other people. Of course, there always has to be a balance, and you're never going to be able to fully, like, take care of only yourself, mm-hmm. especially as brown people. We have to give attention to our parents. We just have to. But I'm not going to say I regret, but sometimes I really do wish I can go back and just give myself some more time and just tell myself that, like, I don't have to slave away for 16 hours a day just to, like, feel like I'm living, like, a necessary, valuable life. Because, mm-hmm. like, at the end of the day, like, life is meant to be lived. And it's meant, you know, we're meant to be fed. Our souls are meant to be fed. We're meant to do things that make us happy. For me, it's making memories through experience. For other people, it's, you know, cooking with the family. Like, everybody has their own kind of entrance to being, like, a happy human. Mm-hmm. And I hope that people learn to do that earlier than later, especially when it's not too late. Because I think a lot of women, you know, like, they'll go to school, they'll get a degree, they'll get married, like, very shortly after, and then their life turns into, like, taking care of their husband and their husband's family. And it's like, when was their time?
Yeah,
like when was their time? It's they didn't get it.
Something that I keep thinking about today, especially, is just, like, how a lot of parents tell the daughter, like, oh, you can do this after you get married. But then that's kind of like a scam, because that's not really true. Because, like, if you're already living with your parents and they say you can't do something until after you're married, you're kind of, like, wishing to get married, thinking that's, like, your ticket to freedom. And then when you do get married, you have, like, your in-laws and your husband, who their reputation you have to kind of uphold. So it's not even like, oh, I'm married, I'm free now. For the most part, I mean, obviously, unless, like, your family is cool with, or, like, your husband's family is cool and your husband is cool, like, you can do whatever. But it's like, why do you have to depend your independence on a man, you know? And it's just, like, crazy how, like, selfishness is considered a bad thing, but it's really just, like, you putting yourself first and you caring about your mental health for the first time ever.
There has to be, like, a nicer way to say the word selfish. I feel like when you say, like, oh, I'm being selfish, that sounds bad.
Yeah, it's a negative. What's the good version of it?
What's the good version
of it? No, I don't give a shit. We're reclaiming the word and making it positive and making it our own.
Yo. All right.
Yeah.
Anyways, with that being said, we will now proceed forward.
Commence the questions.
To our Instagram session of the pod. If you're not already following us on Instagram, our Instagram is difficult.
We've been popping off.
If you didn't know, we got a TikTok now too. We're on TikTok.
Add Difficultish Podcast.
The TikTok is Difficultish Podcast. We got an Instagram. It's at Difficultish.
Yeah. We're popping off, might I say.
Mo's been making some banger of a post.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, all the ones that have been going viral,
haymakers.
They're all me.
Yeah. The last, like, literally five posts were all you.
Yeah.
I've been a busy boy, okay? If you guys didn't know, I'm moving out. I'm graduating next weekend. College, not high school.
No one thought that. You don't look
anyways,
that young.
Anyways, we ask you guys about, you know, your opinions.
Wait, before you continue,
on our future.
We also have not been getting ratings recently. So what's going on? Oh, what's the hold up?
Hey, yo! I gotta yell at y'all again. What's going on?
Yeah, you gotta threaten. You gotta threaten them, please. I haven't been seeing.
Just know that we have the ability to see who's listening to the podcast and not rating us.
That's not true.
I can see, you know what? Because I have my spidey sense.
I know a lot of us, a lot of you guys came from the last episode and you are new to this podcast. So please rate us on Spotify. All you have to do is just press the star at the top and the fifth one, not the fourth, not the third, not the second, not the first, especially not the no. So press the fifth one. If you're on Apple Podcasts, just leave us a little rating and even
leave us a review. We love our reviews. If you leave us a review, just know
we're crying
that we read them And we're happy.
We're
and
happy.
You want to make us happy?
You know what?
Listen,
you want us
you're
to cry.
35 minutes into listening to us yapper away. You love us. Leave us a review. Leave us a review, okay? Anyways, the first point said was, when I try to recover from burnout by doing self-care, but my parents think I'm lazy. You ever had that happen to you?
I remember I never really did self-care when I was living at home. And if I did, it was a secret.
Is it because you thought that you were being lazy?
Yeah, I thought I was being lazy. Like, I remember, I think I mentioned this in, like, a very early episode, where I would literally take a second break from studying all day in high school. But, like, in that second, my mom would walk into the room. So I was like, oh, shit, gotta act like I'm productive and have a tab open, pretend like I'm typing, but it's really typing nothing. And it's like, you always got to put up this little facade, you know? So, yeah, it was both for me because I felt like I didn't deserve it. And I felt like, you know, it wasn't productive enough. And then I also felt like my parents didn't want to see me like that. Also, but recently, you know how I said I put up reminders and post-its around my apartment? I put up a new one and it says being productive. Or no, sorry, that was not it. Let me go.
She's gonna go fire a note.
It reads, taking care of yourself is productive. A little happy reminder for all of us. Yep.
Yeah, she's dropping gems.
Yep. That's crazy. I didn't come to play today.
No. No, but I think literally same. Like, when I was in high school, I used to play a bunch of video games, and whether that's considered self-care or not, whatever, but like, I used to not take anything serious when I was like growing up, and I remember how mad my mom used to get at me, especially because like my grades weren't the best. So it was like a double whammy. Like, not only am I not doing good in school, but I'm also wasting all my time. You know, so it was tough growing up. But nowadays, like honestly, like, I work my ass off for the last couple of years to where my mom, like, now my mom gets mad at me. She's like, yo, stop. Stop working. Just chill out for a little bit. I'm like, Mom, I can't. Money calling.
It's ingrained in us now.
Feel me? But it's kind of cute that it's gotten to the point that she kind of, like, tells me to, like, chill out sometimes.
Yeah, my mom used to do that, too.
Yeah, with the mangoes. I'm supposed to stop working and have some mango, okay? It's so funny that, like, during mango season, after I eat anything, like, I always, like, my mom just brings me a bowl of mangoes. Like, after anything, I drink coffee, bowl of mango.
Where's the problem in this situation?
Listen, it's been 23 years of this, okay? I get tired.
You shouldn't. That's a privilege that you're living. At least you have mango season. You know what we have?
You look like a mango. Anyways, the next question that I will speak on that was sent to us via Instagram, difficult-ish. One, I think this is something that's very underrated. Studying abroad in Spain as a girl. How you feel about studying abroad?
You know, I had that option in high school where I could study abroad.
Really?
Yeah, because I was in Spanish. Actually, did I even have it? I'm not sure if it was only open to the Spanish club or if you just took the Spanish class. But regardless, I'm pretty sure I had the option available. A lot of my friends went. My best friend actually went to Paris because she took French. And I remember I did not even bring it up to my parents because I knew it was like an automatic no.
Yeah, I did a lot of that.
And also learning languages and like learning Spanish, it's like, oh, that's not really like an important subject, you know? If it was like a math trip, like going all the way to like I don't know, Mars.
why are you me so bad?
You want to be me. But anyway, if it was going to Mars, then my mom would have said yes.
Going to Mars to learn how to use the quadratic formula to find the temperature of the atmosphere.
To find the circumference of the friggin' moon. But I remember my brother went on a trip to another state, I believe, for his like Model UN conference. Yeah.
When I was in eighth grade, I was in the robotics team, and we became eligible to attend the World Championship in St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow. What a
eighth
trip.
Eighth grade. I was a little 13-year-old boy.
What a trip.
It's global.
Wow.
Global sensation.
International. He's on tour, guys.
But I think, like you said earlier, I've never even cared to consider studying abroad as an option because I knew I was never going to be able to. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think studying abroad, if you have the ability, the finances, whatever, if you have the capability, I think studying abroad is amazing.
Yeah.
I think, like, there's nothing like
being surrounded by. I feel like go ahead.
Like, I was literally right in the middle of what I was saying.
I literally forgot
what I was saying.
No, it was gonna hit, wasn't it?
No, it probably was.
But anyway, sorry. I like forget sometimes what I have to say, and I have to like. Anyway, you know what I was thinking? It's like a lot of parents usually say yes if it's something related to education, no matter like how expensive it is or how far away it is. For the most part, they're like, oh, like, you know, they're probably gonna get a better education if it's far away, like, for the most part. But I was also thinking about how a lot of our parents and their family members, like our uncles and aunts and stuff, they studied abroad in like London, or like studied abroad like across the whole world, and it was fine back then, you know. Like, my whole family, and on my mom's side, you know, I have like 7 uncles, I have 1 aunt and my mom, and they all went, like, they all dormed in university. So it's like they were not expected to stay at home. So it's like, what changed here, you know? Isn't that interesting?
But, you know, it's just like the fear of their kids just leaving.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want their kids
but
to
where
go.
Why did that fear suddenly come now when it wasn't there in the last generation?
No, I mean, I'm sure it was, but I'm sure like they just said no. And they were like, nah, I'm going
to
go.
No, it was like expected for you to do it. I think it's because there were less like universities near to like the villages and stuff.
And maybe because, like, you know, our parents, like, are from, I mean, I'll use specifically Bangladesh for this example, but it's like our parents, like, they were home, you know, but like our parents are in like this foreign land that's like not home. I think, like, you know, they're home, and our parents don't know America, you know. America is so much easier for them solely because of us, you know. And if they lose us, life becomes like incredibly more difficult for them, because we're not around to help them maneuver through this country. Whereas they wouldn't need us if they're in Bangladesh, you know. We need them a lot more.
Interesting.
You know, if we were there, you know,
that was good teamwork.
It's just that familiarity of home.
Good teamwork of getting through this little phenomenon.
Yeah. All right. The last one we got is, I worked really hard for my current job, but my dad wasn't happy, and he said it was a distraction. I ignored my dad and stayed working there, and I'm happy I stood up for myself. Part of the reason he's so passionate about my education is because he gave up on his education to work for the family business, and I empathize with him, but I'm glad I still have my job. What's your thoughts on that?
You know, I think a lot of parents kind of put their dreams onto us, like their unfinished dreams onto us. And that's why when we do choose to go on about our own life, choosing our own career path, moving out, whatever it is, they feel kind of hurt because we're kind of like an extension of themselves. And so they also expect us to pursue the same things that they have wanted to pursue. And like, you know, if you do stray away from that, kind of like what I said before, like if you do stray away from that mindset, they feel like you're rejecting them. You're like getting away from the family roots and like culture. And they also are kind of confused because they think that you don't have any loyalty to them. And they think that, like, you know, it's just weird for you to not be exactly like them, you know?
I completely get it. You know, my mom has been strict on education my entire life. And I have not cared about education for a very long time. Not gonna say I haven't cared, but it's just been a difficult process for me my whole life. And regardless of how difficult it ever was, I knew that, like, I knew how important it was for my mom. And, you know, she did, as time went on, she did level out with me, like, more and more. In the beginning, it was like, I had to be a straight A student. But now she understands that, like, okay, that might not be possible for my son. And that's okay. Because I will still get my degree. And I think I have built enough leverage in that I have, you know, I've become successful in so many other avenues other than education that to show her that, like, you don't need education. I don't know. I'm just rambling now. But all in all, I have had that pressure my entire life. But I think my biggest, this individual isn't asking for advice. But for me, it was always like, okay, I know that I'm not as good as my mom wants me to be in this thing. So I have to go above and beyond in some other stuff, you know, just to build myself some leverage. And that's what I did. And I think a lot of people who have a lot of pressure from their parents, they just kind of sulk in that pressure and kind of like get loose and fall down, where it's like, no, even if that's something that's hard for you, you got to try in something that you're good at,
yeah,
just to show them that there is more to life than just this one thing that they think the world revolves around, you know?
Yeah. I think we talked about that briefly in one of our episodes where we talked about how to pursue like an unconventional path or something a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. But it's unfortunate that you have to go above and beyond to really like overwork yourself to prove your worth. But even like someone emailed me last night saying like, oh my God, I love your art. Did you pursue art in college? Because I really don't want to go to college and I kind of just want to do art on the side. Or did you like learn on your own? Mm-hmm. Like blah, blah, blah. Asking for advice. And at the end of the day, like I did go to college. I did my master's as well. And I didn't do anything art related. But on top of me doing my master's and student teaching and all of that, I had to do my art, my business, my content creation, everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like unfortunate that you have to do so much more than the average, especially the average white male. But you know, you do kind of have to do more to kind of sway them, you know?
You do.
Yeah.
You do, and we did.
Mm.
We did it like we done it. Anyways, I don't really have tons of advice, but do you? You have 72. She's looking at her sticky note.
How'd you know? How did you know that? If you're feeling down, the person you were 5 years ago is proud of where you are now. Keep going.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. That's what I'm saying. I say.
Yeah.
Copycat.
Yeah.
Copycat.
Yeah, but I got it on my mirror. How about you?
In my mind.
What's your advice?
Let me sift through the notes real quick.
But when I look at my post-it, it's a problem.
Don't be scared to just hit somebody up out of the blue, telling them that, you know, they've inspired you or they've helped you in some certain way or something they've done has like a meaningful place in your heart or in your journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because not only will you make their day, but you also, you know, it is a fulfilling feeling just having them respond and give you just like the validation that, like, you know, and the appreciation of you back. I've been doing that recently. There's a musician that, you know, a project of hers I've listened to a lot over the last year, and it's pretty connected to just what this apartment has meant to me over the last year. And I told her and it got her really happy and it got me really happy. And it's just a good feeling. So don't be afraid to tell people that you appreciate them for inspiring you.
Yeah. Good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to our little podcast at Difficult Dish on Instagram. Please don't forget TikTok. To rate us. Yeah. On TikTok, review. We are a Difficult Dish podcast. And don't forget to review us on Apple Podcasts if you haven't already.
Don't forget.
And yeah, follow us on Instagram, Labyrinth.
Follow me on Instagram.
@difficultdish.
Follow me on Instagram. You know why? You know why you need to follow me on Instagram? Because the podcast account is about to get more followers than my account. And the day that that happens, I'm quitting the podcast. I'm deleting the...
Make sure you all follow everything. The Difficult-ish podcast account. I'm so deleting that he everything. Deletes
it's
everything.
All gone. It's gone.
So that I can have my soul.
Ciao. Kudafis. Bye-bye.
All right. Anyway, we'll talk to you guys right. next week with a extra special episode. And extra a happy special. 1 year anniversary to Difficult-ish. Yeah. I love
this. This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.